Oh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome in to the fan. The Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, a fan-run radio. Got a little reversed a little bit right there. It's okay. We are live and clocking in for another edition of Overtime here on your Thursday evening. Tanner Carson, Stetson Marlin to my left, right here, moving up from the intern's chair. And that means back on the ones and twos back there, we got Malcolm Harris filling in for Justin Feist. Justin is out in the field, as they say, tonight. He's going to be over at Thompson Bowling Assembly Center and Arena doing some camera work for the Lady Vols tonight as they take on Tennessee State. So Justin's out there working. Have fun out there, Justin. That game's going to tip off at 7 o'clock. We will be with you until 8 p.m. tonight, per usual. Stetson, buddy, what's up, man?
Nothing much. Just glad I'm done for the weekend.
I'm happy for you.
I am, too.
I'm very happy for you. You like being up on this side of the table, don't you?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. I don't have to worry about that crappy mic over there. Having to situate it every now and then.
It's a good crappy mic.
It is.
I don't want to talk too bad about the mic a little bit. Malcolm, back there on the ones and twos, talk to me, man.
What's up? Talk to me. What it do, baby?
What's up, man? Pretty good.
Pretty
good tonight, man.
I'm feeling good.
Pretty good today. I've had a decent day, so.
Yeah? Had a good day at work?
Yeah. Just trying to finish it off pretty nicely here.
Man,
Got plenty to get into, and of course, with it being still bye week for Tennessee, man. Usually at this time, we start talking about the upcoming game a little bit more, but you know, second bye week of the season, you don't have to do that. You don't have to give yourself anxiety about the upcoming matchup. We just get to step back and take it easy.
Get to chill.
Take it easy. Look at what's going on around the rest of the country. I say maybe later on in the show, and of course we'll get into it a lot on tomorrow's edition of the program when we do our little football preview for the weekend. But man, I'm excited for some of the other games this weekend, and what a great time for another UT bye week, because there's so many ranked matchups, there's so many important games going on across the country with a lot of playoff implications, division champion implications as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Last weekend was great for college football. This weekend might top it, fellas. Just being completely real. So I'm excited, too.
It very well might. It's better late than never that you've been getting a lot of consistent weekends in college football. I mean, hell, while we're talking about it, we'll go ahead and take a look. And I will say it's not going to be an entirely anxiety-free day for the Tennessee fan base. You do have Tennessee taking on Washington at 5 o'clock up in Toronto.
Not televised.
Have we? Yeah, Stetson, I'm glad you mentioned that. We've not mentioned all this week that that's not actually going to be on TV. That will be streaming only, ESPN Plus. It's Tennessee versus a ranked team. And I kind of get why it's not on TV in a sense, because it is in the middle of a stacked football Saturday. I don't know what games the ESPN TV networks will have on at that time. I do kind of get it by that standpoint, but man, you're putting two tournament teams, one of them ranked, on streaming services. It's a little weird.
You could put it on Watch ESPN. I get why they're doing, why it's not televised, obviously, because it's a stacked football day and there's games all day. But I just wish this game would be on TV, because I'm just going to have to follow it through ESPN or something like that. I don't even know. Maybe see if somebody's streaming it on Reddit, or I don't know.
Periscope. There's always going to be some type of stream.
Hopefully.
Is it not like, you know, for SEC, like the actual app, Can we not watch it on the app?
No.
That's crazy.
It's just if you have, I mean, you could look it up, like this Roku TV here. You can find it on the ESPN app. You just have to be an ESPN Plus subscriber, which I am. It's not that much. It's like not even, what, $5 a month to do all that.
Yeah.
I've had it for about a year. I did the trial, and I'm like, okay, this is fine. I can live stream all these games. I can watch some of this exclusive content. Like they have Peyton's
yeah.
places. They have and also Detail with Peyton Manning and Kobe as well. They have that on there. So, like, there's some good content on there. I'm guessing not enough people were subscribing, so putting games of this nature on that service, I guess, is a way to at least to get people to get that free trial.
For sure.
Which, I mean, you don't have to pay to watch the game. If you haven't already done a free trial, you can start like a 7-day free trial and get your watching in there. It might even be a month free trial.
I mean, that would be cool. What do you guys think, like, the local bars in Knoxville are going to do?
Oh, they'll be having it.
They'll be having it in some form or fashion?
If you're in any type of establishment that has NFL Sunday ticket, they're going to have ESPN Plus. I wouldn't think that'd be as big of a deal. My problem is I'm going to be tailgating the Garth Brooks concert, so I'm going to either have to be looking at that one on my phone periodically or finding a tailgate close to me that has a TV set up.
Surely somebody out there is going to have
it. That's how I'm going to be watching a lot of college football. It's either going to be that or when the one time we leave our tailgate to go eat somewhere on the strip. That's about going to be the only times.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, ESPN Plus, though. Taking on a ranked Washington team, it's one of your most important matchups of the season, not even on TV.
That's a shame.
I would say so. I would say so a little bit. But I wanted to take a quick peek at this college football weekend. And, of course, we have plenty of other time tomorrow to, like, really break down some of these games. But I'm just looking at some of these ranked team versus ranked team matchups. 2:30 NBC, number 23 Navy at number 16 Notre Dame. I saw the headline today, by the way. Notre Dame, unless something drastic changes with these ticket numbers, they're not going to have a sellout Saturday. That will be the first time since 1973 Notre Dame has not had a sellout.
That's interesting.
That is.
Any reason why?
They're blaming this weird type of home schedule they have in November. So I didn't know this, but usually for the longest time, at least for the last 10 years, and I'm guessing this is just something that has happened for a while now for Notre Dame, they usually only have one home game in November. They have three this season. So they're saying it's like the extra amount of home games in November. It makes seeing Notre Dame in this last month, if you want to go to South Bend, not as a scarce opportunity. So it's like spreading out the purchases. Mm-hmm. So this would be the first time since 1973 they wouldn't have a sellout. I didn't know Notre Dame had a sellout streak like that.
I didn't either.
I knew Nebraska had one. Nebraska's had one going back to like 1962. Mm-hmm. Like that's just a thing they do up there. I did not know Notre Dame fans were that dedicated.
Talking about Nebraska, what else is there to do up there? So
I mean, that's a fair point. And it's also just a thing for their fan base.
Yeah. They're passionate.
They're passionate like we are, except even when things are going bad, they'll still go to games. It's like Packers fans at Lambeau. It's just it's such a hot ticket. It's so hard to get in. It's always going to be a sellout. So.
Guys, did you know, speaking of Lambeau, Lambeau is in a neighborhood?
I saw that video.
Mind blown, fellas.
I didn't know houses were like right at the park.
That video was so funny. I mean, he's like a two-bedroom house. Lambeau. I was like, oh man, I did not realize it was like that.
Same.
It kind of makes sense when you think about it, though, because Lambeau's been there for so long, and Green Bay's always, they're like the last small town NFL team left. There used to be a whole lot more back in the day, and it just makes sense, though. It just makes sense. I'm like, yeah, we'll just put this little plot of land, this little stadium in the neighborhood. Who would have known it would have grown into almost a 90,000 seat legendary stadium right there.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of a neighborhood.
For sure.
I'm trying to think of like other notable stadiums that are right in neighborhoods. I know Legion Field is down in Birmingham. I know there's houses right there. I think I don't know if it's a new Miami Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, or was it the old Orange Bowl that was right in the middle of the neighborhood.
I feel like it was an old Orange Bowl.
I think so
you're on
too.
The right track. I know the Georgia Dome was. Slightly.
Yeah, Georgia Dome was too, a little bit.
Yeah. That's awesome, though, man.
I don't know.
Would you charge for parking? Like crazy?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, me too.
I would do what people who own these houses up and down 17th Street do for us. Yeah, easily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Charge you $40, but you'll be guaranteed not to get blocked in. Yeah. Easily. Easy. I would do that all day. So that's going on there. Your 330 CBS, the Deep South's oldest rivalry, Georgia at Auburn.
That's going to be a really good game. I can't wait to watch that.
I would love for Georgia to take just a huge L. Yeah. And to go ahead and get them out of that playoff conversation.
Talking about the playoff conversation, did y'all see the video on Twitter about the Bama locker room watching the...
Oh, did I?
They were actually mad they didn't get in the top four. Like, they were actually expecting to stay in the top four.
Play
give
somebody
me a
ball.
Break. They're on the road, Mississippi State. Oh, that's your noon kickoff there.
I have some friends that I don't even know if I would consider them friends, but I have some people that I know that go to Bama that were just complaining about why they weren't in the top four, and I was like, come on, be realistic here. Like, who have y'all played? I mean, and A&M was ranked when y'all played them, but they were like 23, and
yep.
They're not ranked now, obviously, with a 6-3 record. So
it's a lot of rebuttals that I've been getting too, because I wanted Bama in the top four, because I think Georgia, like, for example, I think Georgia's losing on Saturday. Because Auburn's defensive line, y'all, monsters.
So, Derek Brown and company.
Yeah. I was gonna say I'll be interested to see how DeAndre Swift and Georgia's running backs do against their defensive line. Because I mean, with Jake Fromm struggling like he is now, they're probably gonna try and run the ball a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested to see how he does, how that whole offensive line does against that defensive line.
It's gonna be wild, brother.
A lot of good games going on, like the daytime Saturday. Looking at this, one of the ones I was intrigued, just because I want to make sure they're still legit, you have your new number 8 team in the land, Minnesota, PJ yeah. Fleck. They're going to Iowa City to take on number 20, Iowa.
That's
going to
be a tough atmosphere.
This is always a game Iowa just pulls out with, like, yeah. a game-winning field goal. Kirk Ferentz, this is why Kirk Ferentz has stayed in Iowa for 20 years.
It'll be a 10-7 ball game.
Easily.
I won't be surprised if it is.
Yeah, that's your 4 o'clock. Well, I mean, I'll have a lot of good games to watch while I'm tailgating, that's for sure. LSU's going to Ole Miss, Magnolia Bowl. I saw that dumbass Joel Klatt. Hasn't he guaranteed Ole Miss win Saturday?
I don't know.
Or is he like really thinking?
He's the guy that hates. He's the guy that hates the SEC, right?
He hates it. He's like a big Ohio State homer for some reason, even though the dude played at Colorado.
Didn't he have? He had Ohio State number one after this week, right? I think he does. Does he work for Fox?
He does. Yeah. He does call the Big Ten.
I remember seeing it. He's just a homer. Be realistic, dude.
Got to be.
LSU is it?
Ole Miss.
No doubt.
Going to stomp LSU.
Yeah, they're gonna stomp them. They should.
You have a good primetime game here. You're 7:30 ABC. How about this? So talk about Minnesota. They are still for real. This will be the first real chance to get a big dub for the team in Waco. The Baylor Bears, who are 9-0, they're hosting number 10, Oklahoma. Did y'all see who so game day is going to be in Waco. Did you all see who the guest picker's going to be?
Who is that?
They're going to have I need to confirm this. I'm pretty sure. College game day guest picker, because
while you're looking at that,
what's up?
The line for that game is 11 in Oklahoma's favor.
I'm
surprised.
I don't blame him for being favored. 11 kind of shocks me though.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So guest pickers for week 12. I just want to confirm this, but I'm pretty sure they're like the only famous Baylor fans.
RG3.
That'd be a good one. But no, I'm talking about the non-athletes. So
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got two guest pickers.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, what is it?
From HGTV's Fixer Upper.
Oh, yeah.
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
I remember seeing that.
Does Baylor have no one else? I get that's like the show on HGTV. If you're into shows like that, they're basically the gods of the home renovation stuff now. But come on.
That's crazy.
I think they're, like, actually huge Baylor fans. I mean, they are from Waco. I mean, it does make sense, but damn. That's all Baylor has is HGTV stars.
I was fixing to say, you would think they would get, like, a former player or somebody. Not Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Do y'all watch HGTV, though?
I'm not going to lie. When I go back home and it's on the TV, I'll keep it on there.
I watched it with my ex. Who'd like to watch it?
It's pretty fire. I'll be looking at it and be like, man, that backsplash in that kitchen.
I'm not going to lie. I was intrigued, but I have no reason to watch it anymore, so I don't watch it.
I used to watch a Food Network a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I still can't cook that way, but I used to watch it a lot.
What do y'all think about watching Food Network sometimes? I'm not talking about like the competition like shows. I think that's a little bit different. I'm talking about just watching people make food.
I don't do that. I watch the games, like Guys Grocery Games. Chopped is good.
I can't watch people just make food. I have no intention of making that good whatsoever. I'm just going to get hungry and get fast food or something.
I'm hungry right now.
Same. I love tasty videos. Yeah. It's my thing. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to get us way off topic. I'm a realist back
there. No, it's fine. I blame Game Day. I blame Game Day for having HDTV
start. Yeah, it's their fault, man.
It really is their fault. That should be another intriguing matchup, but that just goes to say a lot of good ones all day college football. I'm looking at any opportunities for a potential upset, too. I'll tell you something Tennessee fans need to be watching. Florida at Mizzou at noon, just to get a scouting report on Mizzou. Florida's only a 6.5-point favorite, and Mizzou's been sliding bad recently.
I guess that depends on Kelly Bryant, if he's healthy enough to play.
I mean, Barry Odom said he's as close to 100% as he's been in the last few weeks.
He's got
to
be lying, man. What? It was a hammy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dog, that lingers for a season, especially if you get in the middle. Come on, now. It's coach speak.
That's why I've been less and less worried about that game, just because even if you do have to play Kelly Bryant, you're not getting the Kelly Bryant who was so elite at Clemson.
Yeah.
You're just not getting him. I'm looking at any chances for upsets. And again, we got more time to talk about it tomorrow. How about this? Two potential upsets in the Pac-12 just because it could come out of nowhere. Now, I'm not expecting either of these to be an upset. You do have UCLA at Utah. The Utes are a 21.5-point favorite. And I'm not expecting this one to be either. Arizona at Oregon. Ducks 27.5-point favorite. Weird stuff happens in the Pac-12 after dark.
Yeah.
Just never forget that.
Who's Washington State got this week?
You know what? I love Mike Leach. I love the Cougs. It's just it's been rough. It has been rough. They got Stanford at home.
Their quarterback leads in nearly every passing category, too. Because I was looking at stats with Joe Burrow the other day, and he's literally like at the top.
Anthony Gordon, man. Welcome to the air raid offense. Welcome to Mike Leach's air raid. He's got almost 3,800 yards passing already, 34 touchdowns.
Told you I watched that 9 TD game.
Yeah.
I would have probably cussed every single person out. I threw 9 TDs and we lost. Come on, now.
That's the dumbest game I've ever watched live. Oh, I can't believe I stayed up to like after 2 to watch the end.
That's crazy.
It's stupid.
We got a great edition of Overtime lined up for you this evening. We're going to hit this first break of the show. If you would like to hop on the program, just call 865-546-8200, and you can get on the show on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. Malcolm will greet you as you call in. Again, it's 865-546-8200. We're going to hit this first break. Come back with more on Overtime. You're listening to Fan Run Radio. Back on Overtime, live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Do the honor, Stetson, since you're right here. Malcolm can't slap it. It's okay. We got the air slap here.
Air slap. Man.
Pick you up some Truly for the weekend. It is quickly approaching. We just told you last segment about all the college football goodness that is on tap this week. You don't have to worry about Tennessee football. Worry about Tennessee basketball a little bit. But, hey, you don't have to worry about Tennessee basketball and football on the same day, which is just a super blessing.
That's a blessing.
Pick you up some Truly for your football watching, for your Tennessee Washington watching as well. 13 different flavors to choose from. Gluten-free, 100 calories in a 12-ounce can, less than a gram of sugar, less than 2 carbs. It's not going to weigh you down. So drink what you truly want to with the light, refreshing taste of Truly Hard Seltzer, because you truly love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, speaking of things you truly love to see, if you're really petty about former Florida Gators in the NFL struggling, the Cleveland Browns today, they have waived wide receiver Antonio Callaway.
Stay off the damn weed.
Oh, that and a whole lot of other things. whole lot of other things as well. So Callaway's agent, Maokai Kawa? I don't know how to say that name, but Callaway's agent tweeted today that Callaway is facing a 10-game suspension for taking a tainted CBD supplement. And they just had Rob Gronkowski earlier this year talking all about CBD oil, CBD products, how much it helped him. Callaway, a little bit too much of the CBD. Probably CBD and some other acronyms, THC.
It's a wrap for him, man.
I think that's going to be it. Callaway is currently appealing the decision by the NFL. They have yet to officially announce the suspension as well. Callaway this past Sunday, he was a healthy and active for the win against the Bills after showing up late to the game. His replacement in the lineup, Rashard Higgins, wound up catching the game-winning touchdown. Yeah.
We've seen
Marcus
enough.
Camby just out.
Callaway was really talented coming out of Florida, too. I hate it for him.
He really was.
Yeah. But, you know, you could even tell on the field back at Florida, and even off the field at Florida, too, that he just he didn't make wise decisions. You know, like kind of to call fair catches on 1 yard line.
You know how happy I was he did that? But I mean, it made my heart just jump out of my chest.
I think I was in stitches, like at my seat when that happened. I'm like, this idiot, this absolute boneheaded idiot. And man, all the talent just could not save him right now. But yeah, 10-game suspension right now. Tainted CBD supplement. Asked why the team waived him, a source told Josina Anderson of ESPN, quote, "Why do we waive him? Too many issues." That's all the statement was from the source. Too many issues.
You know how many issues you have to stick out an Odell Beckham and Juice Landry are on the roster? I mean, those guys are talented, so the talent outweighs the issues. But, man, Antonio Callaway, I hope you get it together because, dude, he's raw talent, man.
He's good.
And he is still very young.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not forget that as well. Here is just a rundown of the last few years for Antonio Callaway. So, this season, already suspended the first 4 games for violating the NFL substance abuse policy, testing positive for the weed at the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine just last year, and he was cited for possession of marijuana while driving with a suspended license last August. Police also found bullets and a gun part while searching his vehicle. The possession charge was dropped at a hearing on January the 25th, and Callaway pleaded guilty to operating without a valid license and speeding. Back to his college days here, while at Florida, he was suspended for the entire 2017 season. You remember this, it seems like it was forever ago, the credit card issue, with not just him, but the several of his teammates as well, using the stolen card information to fund bookstore accounts. Also at Florida, cited for misdemeanor marijuana possession and possession of drug equipment during a traffic stop by Gainesville police in May of 2017. Still got drafted anyway. Even all the issues, talent was too much. He was a second-round pick.
Dang. I didn't know he was that.
I thought he was a fourth round.
Oh, was he fourth?
I think so.
I might be thinking second-day pick.
Yeah.
Either way, usually guys with some issues like that, they can just fall all the way out of the draft.
Absolutely.
And the Browns still spent a pick. Yeah, you're right, Stetson, fourth-round pick, 105th overall in the 2018.
Because I remember they traded up to get him, too, so that was interesting.
What an investment. So his final stats, let's see here. I'm trying to get everything here. Last year he had 43 catches for 586, 5 touchdowns. So already a very decent contributor, like just that potential's there.
Oh, I didn't.
It is there, clear as day. He just can't get out of his own way.
I didn't realize it was. I forgot they played today too. So that's like right before game time.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, we have coverage of that one coming up tonight as well. Westwood One. You stick around after we get off the air. You can listen to coverage of that one tonight. AFC North battle: the Steelers at the Browns. 8:20 It's going to be on FM 105.7, AM 1340 here in Knoxville. Set your fantasy lineups, by the way.
Doing that right now.
That's your nice little PSA from us here at Overtime.
Doing that right now.
I'm projected to win both my leagues. Well, knock on wood. Am I playing you, Stetson?
I think so.
Yeah, I am. You've been – I've gotten nervous about playing you this week. I'm not going to lie.
You should be. You should be.
You should be. The kid is back.
You had a rough start. I'm not going to lie. Like, you would even admit that. And now all of a sudden, you've just been stringing them together.
And I'm kind of hitting some bad luck in my other league, too, because with George Kittle being out for the last couple weeks, that's kind of screwed me over.
I won seven straight in our little league. Then Malcolm beat me last week. Now I'm having to face the very hot Stetson. But in my other friend league that has a lot more teams that we play on the NFL fantasy app, I start out so bad. Now I'm winning games there all of a sudden.
Look at you.
So, like, I'm diverging. I'd rather still win in our league, though, just because, like, I think I'm still on top of the standings. I'm either I'm on top or me and you are tied, Malcolm.
Yeah, I feel like me and you are. I'm looking.
Either
right
way,
now.
We're both first place.
Hold on. Yeah, we are. That's correct. So you actually are on top overall by a game.
Gotcha. Okay.
We are both in first place. I will say though, should I start Kareem Hunt, man? I know I asked you on the lobby, but what are y'all feeling? Y'all think him and Chubb are gonna split carries tonight? What are y'all feeling?
What's your other option?
I mean, I got plenty of other options, man. I got
name some.
All right, so let's take a look. I have Leonard Fournette. I got Calvin Ridley, Melvin Gordon, Hunter Henry to put in that flex spot. Adam Thielen. You know, but I want to feed the hot hand. I want to, because I'm playing somebody else in my other league who's playing Kareem Hunt. So it's like if he goes off for three TDs, I'm gonna be extra hurt. So I'm trying to do like the.
I still feel like Nick Chubb's gonna get a majority of those rushes.
Okay.
But.
I don't know, man. That's tough. You have a lot of other good options.
Yeah.
I know, man. We'll see. We will see, fellas.
I'm just trying to think. How do y'all think the Browns' running game is going to do against the Steelers' defense? Like, that's the big issue.
I will say, I know Baker's going to struggle tonight because Minka Fitzpatrick, guys, I don't know if y'all been watching the Steelers last month.
He's been that dude.
He's been balling out.
He might be cornerback one. Him and Jalen Ramsey, it might be them right now. So we'll
see. He's been balling out. I mean, he's got two touchdowns ever since they traded for him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that one's coming up tonight. Again, set your lineups, please. I don't want you to have that realization once the game kicks off tonight that you didn't start somebody who was playing tonight on either the Steelers or the Browns. So I don't want that to cost you in your league either. We look out for you here on Overtime for sure. We're going to hit another break here. When we come back, switch to college basketball. We have today's update on the James Wiseman situation out there in Memphis. Penny, is he bending the knee to the NCAA? Sure looks like it for now.
It's about to get ugly, man.
Sure looks like it for now. We'll talk about that when we come back. And if you want to call the program, just call 865-546-8200, 546-8200 to get on the Next Door Home Group hotline. We're back with more Overtime right after this.
Just Blaze. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Killer. Or the girl, Cedar. Look at his kicks, look at his car, all I say is, look mommy, I'm no good, I'm so hood, clap at your soldiers, sober, then leave after it's over, killer, I'm not your companion, or your man standing, hit me when you want to get rammed in, I'll be scrambling, with lots of mobsters.
Back on Overtime, this segment of the program is brought to you by Eli Quorum and the Next Door Home Group with Keller Williams Realty. No gimmicks, just results. Eli Quorum's team, they've been rated in the top 5% of realtors in the Knoxville market for the past 4 years because they are very straightforward. They will get the job done with money left in your pocket. And whether you are buying or selling a home in Knoxville, they give you a fun and stress-free experience. His team has the most effective marketing programs in the real estate industry with Keller Williams, and they have negotiation and customer service skills that are unmatched in the market. To give them a call, it's 865-233-9461. That's 233-9461. You can browse the listings and find out more info about the Next Door Home Group by going to nextdoorhomes.com. The proud sponsors of the phone lines here at Fan Run Radio, 865-546-8200. Let's go to college hoops. The story that I'm still so happy we got to break on the air on Friday.
That was interesting. We just got done playing basketball, And I saw that news, and I was very shocked.
We don't get news to break in the evening. That's the thing.
I mean,
usually we're recapping a little bit. Now, sure, there's some things that come across the wire sometimes, but usually the breaking news, that's in the middle of the day. That's like Talk Sports time. That's the Drive's time to shine usually. We got to break that on Friday, and we have an update again 6 days later. So today, Memphis has declared James Wiseman ineligible, and they will now withhold him from games after Wiseman withdrew his lawsuit against the NCAA today. And the school also announced that it would apply for his reinstatement by the NCAA as well. The university's statement today read, "In order to move the matter forward, the university has declared James ineligible and will immediately apply for his reinstatement. Pending that notification, James will be withheld from competition, but will continue to practice with the team."
I have to say, the other day, whenever they played Oregon, I wasn't sure if he was going to play or not. And then I obviously went to the Tennessee game, so I didn't get a check. But once I got back and saw that they still lost to Oregon, even with him playing, I was like, okay, maybe they're, I don't know, maybe they're not as good as people thought. I'm gonna say that there. But, I mean, even if they don't have him, I don't know who they're going to go to down low. Maybe I just haven't studied them greatly, but.
I mean, that takes away what makes their team potentially elite.
Yeah.
Easily.
I mean, because, number one player in the country.
Because there's talent in their backcourt, but Wiseman is projected to go number one overall. So, without a doubt, huge loss for now, the time that he will be out. Of course, there's seven games between now and when Memphis comes to Knoxville. I don't know how long this is expected to take, the whole reinstatement process. And with the fact that Memphis has played him in two games since that initial ruling came out, so who knows what factor that's going to be as well. Because I don't think they're going to retroactively, you know, count that or anything.
I think there's
so many different pieces right here.
I think with how quick they moved with Chase Young's situation, I think this will probably be fast moving as well.
The thing is, though, and people pointed this out on Twitter, Ohio State was cooperating immediately with the NCAA.
True.
On the day that the James Wiseman verdict was handed down last week, Penny and Wiseman and their attorneys immediately went and filed in an injunction.
Yeah.
So they wanted to play hardball with the NCAA. Now, I don't know how that's going to come back to bite them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't know what will happen, though.
Malcolm, what are you thinking right now before I look at more info about today's update?
It's just crazy that, you know, we talked about Chase Young. He got two games for, what, $500 for his girlfriend? Guys, we're talking thousands of dollars.
$11,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, to move.
$11,500, to be exact.
I think we might have seen the last of Wiseman in college ball, to be real.
If you're James Wiseman now, I mean, would really just setting out the rest of the season be a bad thing? You're still going to get taken number one overall. And, of course, as you've seen with just anyone who wants to set out some time a little bit, you're just going to make yourself healthier. You're going to make yourself more fresh for whichever pro team selects you.
If it were me personally, I would take the LaMelo Ball plan.
Business
I was going to say that.
Business decision.
Well, me and my roommate were talking about it just because I kind of hate – obviously, I'm not a fan of Memphis, but I hate that college guys are just getting screwed out of not being able to play.
Facts.
Obviously, money is a problem when you get paid to go somewhere, but I wish something like this probably would have been settled before the start of the year, so a guy like him could go overseas for a year, still play basketball, and then obviously come back and be drafted number one overall. Instead of him having to sit out a whole year, maybe, and not get to see game reps. I mean, obviously, I'm not a Memphis fan, but I hate to see it for kids.
Yeah, man. It
because if it was a Tennessee player, I'd hate to see it. So,
yep.
I'm trying to look at more of the info here. So, again, if you want like exactly why Wiseman was ruled ineligible, so. About the money situation, about this $11,500, it was provided from Penny Hardaway to James Wiseman's family for moving expenses to move him and his family from Nashville out to Memphis in the summer of 2017. At the time, Hardaway was not the coach of Memphis, but he was Wiseman's AAU coach and would then coach him at Memphis East High School, where they won a state championship. They won two state titles, right? Or was it one?
I can't remember. I think
they won
was,
at least one.
I know they at least won one.
I will say this is exactly why he was ruled ineligible because of the gift even before Penny was the coach. It's because Penny was considered a booster due to a $1 million donation he gave Memphis in 2008 to build a sports hall of fame. So that's why he's considered a booster.
I have a question for y'all.
What's up?
Do you think that if Penny Hardaway wouldn't have been the coach at Memphis, James Wiseman would have even considered Memphis? I feel like
absolutely
he could,
not.
I feel like he might have been in like the top five if he was to go to Memphis East and play there in high school, but I don't think he would have gone there if Penny was there.
These strings with Penny trying to get Wiseman to Memphis, that was in motion years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I would see him going to probably somewhere like Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, one of those schools.
He would have went anywhere blood easily.
He chose Memphis over Kentucky. Yeah. So to me, man, I think Penny knew he was going up against Cal, and you don't win when you go up against Cal very often, so you had to do anything necessary in order to get him. So that's me personally.
Yep, ultimately committed to Memphis over Kentucky. This time last year, November 2018, the biggest reason that Penny was able to sign the number one overall recruiting class. Guys, just gut feeling right now, do you think this gets cleared up by the time Memphis comes to play Tennessee? Because I'm going to be honest right now, that's all I'm really concerned about.
I won't be surprised if it is, sadly.
I'm just thinking with the way that Memphis tried to shoot back a little bit at this, and they went to court, filed the injunction. Penny's made his comments. You know, people with the Memphis basketball program have made their comments very strongly against the NCAA. Well, but now with them backing down like this, it's making me think that, hey, NCAA, they're not going to be it's not going to be the most pressing issue for them to get Wiseman cleared as immediately as possible. They might make him set a little bit. That's what I'm thinking.
I just want to see teams at full strength, man. You know, because if that was Urosh, which, you know, we currently have the situation with him, and he's not playing.
That's the thing. We get screwed by the NCAA. Memphis should, too.
Yeah. I mean,
it's only fair.
Let's be fair here.
I'm not lying, guys. I don't want to see John Fulkerson guard James Wiseman. I'm sorry. Sorry if I'm looking out for my team over everything else. I don't care about being fair and full strength. I don't care.
Dude is such
a
talent, though, man. Like, he legit is a bucket getter, man. So, we'll see.
We shall see. But that's the update today. I still think if I'm him, if I'm James Wiseman, maybe I just sit down with my family and I say, you know what, forget this. I technically have film now from college, average 19 points a game. People know what I can do in the NBA. And I just want to play college basketball again.
Would y'all see him going overseas for just a couple months, some action?
If he gets advice to do that by any scouts, I could see him going.
I mean, just
I could
get,
see him going
just
Australia.
To get more tape on him.
I mean, see him going to Australia because that's
high school
a very,
tape isn't enough for NBA scouts.
Playing in the NBL down there, all down under. You know that's a really good level of competition for basketball. I could see him doing something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't get cleared. If he just leaves a school and does something like that just for a couple months before the NBA draft.
Get paid.
Yeah.
I mean, just get that check.
Get paid, get action, obviously.
Yep.
I would not blame him whatsoever. Go do that, James. don't worry about coming to Knoxville next month. It's okay. You got taken care of. You know the right decision. You know in your heart the right decision to make here. It's going to be a right decision for you to stay tuned for more overtime here. We're going to wrap up hour one after this quick time out here. 865-546-8200 to hop on the Next Door Home Group hotline. Back with more OT after this. Wrapping up hour one of this Thursday edition of Overtime. Again, after we get off the air tonight at 8 o'clock, we will have Westwood One's coverage of Thursday night football, Steelers and the Browns. Just a heated AFC North showdown. And as always, Monday night football, Thursday night football, and Sunday night football on Fan Run Radio is brought to you exclusively by the official sportsbook of Fan Run Radio, MyBookie. Go to mybookie.ag and sign up for your account if you haven't already. When you sign up, use the promo code Knoxville. MyBookie will double your first deposit bonus up to $1,000. MyBookie has the most ways to win, most prop bets in the business. Nobody pays out faster as well. So go over to mybookie.ag. You play, you win, and you get paid. End of hour one here. Man, I'm trying to look at we got some MLB breaking news. They were getting out the awards. So right now, NL MVP this year, for the first time since 2014, a Dodger is your NL MVP, Cody Bellinger. He becomes the first position player for the Dodgers to win MVP since Kirk Gibson did it back in 1988 as well.
It's crazy that it's been that long.
Selected first on 19 of 30 ballots and second on 10 or more. Beating out Christian Yelich and Anthony Rendon. So that's what Cody Bellinger does. Well deserved, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Yelich's injury at the end of the year hurt him. I think he still would have had him anyway, but.
Yeah.
I am surprised by the AL, though.
Yeah, who got AL MVP?
AL was Mike Trout, which I love Mike Trout, but Alex Bregman was really good this year, and I'm surprised he didn't get it. I'm going to look up their stats just so I can back that up.
While you're doing that, too, while we have this short segment to end hour one, I mean, we're all Braves fans in here. Stetson, you most certainly are the most obsessed, I would say, for a little bit.
Yeah, you could say that.
Making moves today, Atlanta has been. The Braves today signed veteran closer Will Smith. No, not the Fresh Prince, but the closer Will Smith. 3-year, $39 million contract with a club option for 2023 for an additional $13 million. Thoughts on picking up Will Smith?
I mean, just adding to a bullpen. I mean, he's a great piece. And they already added to the bullpen after the trade deadline. So I mean, just getting a guy like him will help solidify the bullpen. I think they're just a really good starter and maybe one more hitter away from being in the World Series.
Question for you, Big Dog. They got Julio up out of there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. About time, man.
About time. He was – I love the guy, but he was inconsistent.
Yes.
Very inconsistent. He would go a start where he would pitch 7 shutout innings, and then the next time would go an inning, allow like 8 runs. Maybe not like that, but it felt like that.
Yeah, no doubt.
While we're on MLB talk as well, of course, the story this week in which, man, who would have thought we'd be talking about baseball this much in the middle of November after World Series has concluded for a couple of weeks. The Astros story, there's just new pieces every single day here. And get this, ESPN's Jeff Passan, he reported today that baseball is trying to unearth evidence teams use technology to aid hitters, and based on the results of the wide-ranging probe, potential severe penalties could be, quote, unlike anything seen in the sport's recent history.
Oh, boy.
What type of penalties can the Astros receive here as, like, a pro team? Because every time I think about teams, programs receiving penalties, we all think about NCAA punishments,
yeah, like
to college programs.
Like a postseason pie.
But it's like when you're in the pros, it's a different level of punishment. Now, something very common for cheating and other types of infractions, see it all the time, taking away some draft picks.
I was fixing to say, I see draft picks. I mean, with the Braves, whenever they got in trouble for that, they took away a number of international players. So that's probably what they're going to do, something along the lines of that.
What else could happen to a pro organization? I mean, you obviously get fined a whole bunch of money, lose some draft picks.
Can you be barred from postseason play in the pros?
I'm sure you can, but
I don't know.
When does it happen, though?
I can't ever think of anything.
I don't know either.
I'd love to. If there has been, I would love to know. if any listeners know of anything that's ever happened, please let us know.
What if Rob Manfred just came out and said, yeah, Astros, they're banned from the playoffs this year and the next year.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, we're just going to ban a pro organization.
Hey, come on. Your players, just bring them to the Braves. I'd love that.
I want something bad to happen to them. I'll even hate the Astros, but they need to – it needs to catch up to them a little bit.
No cheating.
Hour two of overtime is coming up after this. 865-546-8200 to hop on the program. Be back after a short timeout.
Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little